Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse. And it says, "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven." The Storytelling Time program this week is the 2nd story coming from chapter 6 of the book, Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The Fruition. The title of the chapter is Summer Storms, and the title of the story is An On-Time God. Before we start with our story, I would like you to consider the following tips for becoming an author. This is the 3rd and last part of the tips taken from a previous podcast. Before we start with our story for today, we will conclude the internet article, 11 Top Tips in Becoming an Author That Really Works. We finished with tip number 7 the last time. So this show starts with tip number 8, which is, try self-publishing. The article states that Amazon is a good place to start the self-publishing process. The big advantage of self-publishing is in the minimal costs, but you have to do your research and contract for certain services like proofreading and cover design. Tip number 9 is to take a creative writing class. This will allow you to communicate with future professional authors. Tip number 10 is to explore different types of writing. It is recommended that you try various writing venues like technical writing, copywriting, and freelancing. The last tip, number 11, is to create book sales. Here are some suggestions given on this aspect. Set up your author website, build an email list of engaged readers, run promotions regularly, and study and work with Amazon ads. We'll take a break now, and we'll be back with our story in a minute. Welcome back. After the ladies in Maggie's group had returned from the mall, Erin wanted to speak with Maggie and Sandra about their recent histories. She asked them to meet with her on the resort patio overlooking the ocean. Erin knew that Sandra had told Maggie's mother, Mitzi, a lot about her first experience in Bermuda when she returned home to Detroit. Mitzi relayed much of that information to Maggie. During Sandra's 2nd time at the resort, Erin had already talked with Maggie about her history. Now, Erin wanted to know more about Sandra's recent past. The rest of the ladies, as well as the men in the group, remained in their rooms or were occupied doing things in other areas of the resort. Erin's discussion with Sandra was about her most recent trip to the island by way of a cruise voyage with Maggie and her group. She ended up concentrating on Sandra's interaction with Sherry's friend, David. Erin remembered the wonderful time she spent with Sandra on her previous trip to the island when they both prayed for the healing of Sandra's physical condition. But that blessing came with challenges to her renewed spirit on this 2nd trip to Bermuda. After Erin's emotional discussion with Maggie, she said to both Sandra and Maggie, as both were now alone with her,
"I've talked with you, Maggie, and I'm glad to have been of help as you continue to miss your mother. Now it's your turn, Sandra, for me to discuss with you your 2nd time here at the resort, as well as some things that may have happened back in Detroit after you returned there from being here in Bermuda with me the first time.
Before Aaron could go any further, Maggie spoke up.
Listen, you two. I don't need to be here for this discussion, so I'll head back to my room and help Fred do some packing.
Okay, Maggie. You do that. I can continue to talk with Sandra and discuss her situation.
Yeah, Maggie. I agree with Aaron. You don't have to stay. Aaron and me will be just fine.
Okay then, Sandra. I'll see you both a little later.
Maggie then proceeded to leave their presence. Aaron and Sandra continued to experience the ocean breeze on the patio. That's when Aaron started her discussion with Sandra. Aaron said to her,
Sandra, you've listened to me talk with Maggie. Now I'm ready to talk with you about your life back in Detroit, as well as your second trip back here to Bermuda.
Great, Aaron. You go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I know what your issue has been while you have been here in Bermuda for the second time.
You do, Aaron?
Yes, Sandra. It's been your issue with Sherry's husband, David. But let's not talk about that right now. Let's talk about what has happened in your life during the past year back in Detroit.
Okay, Aaron, but David is not Sherry's husband. He's only a friend.
Thanks for the correction, Sandra.
No problem. Anyway, let me tell you this, Aaron, before I let you know what happened when I returned to Detroit. As you know, I went from here last year a different woman.
You sure were different from when you arrived here, Sandra.
Yeah, and while you helped me to renew my spirit, Aaron, I still had to confront the illness I had when I did return home. But I have to tell you, unlike before, I arrived here last year. By the time I left, I learned that God was personally involved in my life. I felt like I could overcome the illness I had. And I did, Aaron.
Here, take this tissue.
Thank you, Aaron.
Wow. Before you start back, Sandra, I want to say that's some testimony, girl.
Well, all the glory goes to God, Aaron. And Aaron, Maggie's mother was so helpful during the first few weeks being back home. I've only recently been getting over her not being with us. I tell you, it affected me about as much as it did Maggie when she passed. And Maggie has already told you how she missed her mother. But anyway, I know you're here to talk about my situation. And sorry for getting so emotional even before we start.
You're fine, Sandra. It's nothing wrong with showing your emotions sometimes, especially with you being so close to Maggie's mother.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm just happy Maggie invited me to come along with her and her group on this trip.
Yeah, Sandra, and I'm glad she invited you too. So tell me a little about the time when you left here the first time and went back home.
Well, Aaron, let me just say that the last time I was here in Bermuda, I received proof that God was involved with what I was going through. And I say that because of those signs that I got when I was here. You remember? It was so emotional for me, as you know. So when I left the island, I had a new confidence in the face of the medical condition that I still had once I arrived back home in Detroit.
Let me interrupt you for a moment, Sandra. Let me say, I'm glad you realize that it was God that was involved in your healing. Because the signs you wanted and ultimately received were not the reasons why you were healed. It was the Lord.
Yeah, Aaron, that was one of the many things I learned from you when I was here. And that was, there's only one source of the healing that any of us may receive. And that source is the Lord, as you said. I know that God certainly was the source of my healing. But you know, Aaron, I think God sometimes uses signs to help us in our belief. Or should I say, unbelief. And I believe he certainly sent the signs I saw to help me in my unbelief. Remember, Aaron, I was in such a dark place when I first came here, as I'm sure you remember.
You're so right about that, Sandra. I do remember.
Well, it was so bad that I believe God knew I needed something to help me in my unbelief in order for me to receive the healing I got. And that's what he gave me, Aaron, the signs I saw. So praise the Lord. And here I am, back in Bermuda, healthy and doing well.
And I'm glad you're back, Sandra. And I am sure glad you were healed of your condition.
Thank you, Aaron. As I've said many times, it would not have happened without your help. And Aaron, you wanted to know what my life was like after I returned to Detroit from here the first time? Well, I still had the illness when I returned there, but thanks to you, I learned that it wasn't the signs that I saw that would heal me. It would be God, as you said. And Aaron, that's exactly what happened. Before she passed, Maggie's mother, Menzie, called me one day and said the hospital where I received my diagnosis wanted to see me. Menzie was nice enough to go with me there soon after I got the news. And to make a long story short, when we arrived at the hospital, the doctor said that they had found a match for my defective liver. I was overjoyed. They scheduled a procedure a week after that. And again, Menzie went with me, and they replaced my bad liver with a perfectly matched and healthy organ, Aaron. I'm sorry, Aaron.
That's all right, Sandra. Take your time.
Anyway, I did complete the procedure and spent some time in recovery. After several weeks recovering at home, Maggie called me and said that she was inviting me to come along with her and Fred and some other friends on a cruise to Bermuda. Of course I accepted, and here I am.
That is an amazing story, or testimony, I should say, as I said earlier, Sandra.
Well, Aaron, it's all because of you. I think Maggie knew how much being here in Bermuda the first time meant to me based on what Maggie's mother told her and what I had experienced on the island. So Maggie thought I'd be willing to come again, and she was right. I'm so glad to be here again.
And I'm glad you came, Sandra. And I'm sure glad you relayed your experience here in Bermuda to Maggie's mother.
Well, Maggie's mother meant so much to me. And Aaron, I was so excited about coming here again because I appreciate how you did for me the last time.
Oh, Sandra.
No, I'm very serious about this, Aaron. Because of your encouragement, I've been able to grow in faith, not to mention that you were the key to my receiving my healing. And I've thought about a lot of things since I was here. Some of those things I don't want to get into right now. Let me just say that I still have challenges. But again, because of you, I've learned that I can take those challenges to the Lord, and He will work them out. And He's done that, Aaron. God has helped me through some things that no way I could have overcome on my own before my transformation. Again, thanks to you. It's so emotional for me, Aaron.
Now, you're starting to make me cry, Sandra. But here, take some more tissue, and I'll have to use some myself.
Okay, Aaron. Thank you. I guess we don't need two of us losing it.
You're right. I guess at least one of us should control our emotions. But you go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, Aaron. Anyway, this time in Bermuda is different from the time when I first came here. Now, I'm not just existing, being afraid like I was that I might not get over my illness. I've overcome that with God's help. And as a result, now I have a renewed purpose in my life. And that purpose is to do the best I can to serve the Lord because He's done so much for me. It's too much for me to go into it all now, Aaron. But all I can say is that I don't have the illness I had anymore. I've been healed of that. So, Aaron, the manifestation of my healing started prior to my coming here for a second time. Coming here and meeting David.
Meeting David?
Yes, Aaron. The story I want to tell you about involves him. I know I've grown in faith, Aaron. But sometimes I feel that I'm out of control. Like I just said, I still have challenges.
Well, let me say this, Sandra, about those challenges. You do know they are in the form of our flesh, trying to hinder God's spirit within us to do what is right. In other words, the flesh is another way of expressing the evil spirit that is within all of us. But the good news, Sandra, is that as believers, we have the ability to control that evil spirit within us, a carnal spirit that tries to control our actions. That's why you mentioned that you seem to be out of control sometimes. It's that evil spirit part of your being that continues to try to control what you do and think, for that matter. But the good news, Sandra, is that this evil spirit within you and me, and within all of us, I might add, has been defeated. Praise the Lord. And God is there to help us overcome what the flesh part of us wants to do.
That's easy for you to say, Aaron. You seem so strong in faith.
It can be easy for you too, Sandra. And it's not that I am so strong. It's that God's spirit within me makes it appear like I'm strong. Which I am, but only because I've allowed the Holy Spirit to dominate my being and provide me with the strength that I need. And let me say this one last thing. That spirit is so powerful that it makes me, and you too, Sandra, appear like he wants us to appear to others. And that appearance is strong, confident believers. Not wimpy Christians that is sometimes betrayed.
That's some deep thought, Aaron.
I guess it can be complicated, Sandra, but remember, and I believe you understand this, that God is right there to rescue you from any problem you might have. As the song says, he's an on-time God. So, Sandra, don't let anything that's happened since you've been here on this trip the second time hinder you from moving forward with your life. In other words, don't concentrate on your past. Move forward into the future and know that God will be with you.
Amen to that, Aaron. You know, the Lord has given you so much wisdom. I see why you were made a spiritual advisor at your church.
Thank you, Sandra.
Listen, Aaron, it's not just your wisdom that I'm impressed with. Look over there, near the horizon. See that sunset? It's really nice. Look at how that orange glow casts a shadow on the waters.
Yes, it is beautiful, Sandra. And this happens just about every day. Very seldom are there clouds around to keep this from happening. And let me add something else. It can be so romantic. I mean, with the view and all. Just imagine yourself with your significant other viewing that sunset. I dream about that a lot, about having in my life the man of my dreams.
Well, Aaron, you'll get your desire someday. As you told me the last time I was here, God will give you the desires of your heart. You just have to wait on him and trust that he will do it for you.
You're right, Sandra. And let me tell you this. Just as you've said you have learned a lot from me, I've also learned just as much from you, as well as from your friend Maggie. Oh, let me stop. Like you said earlier, Sandra, there's no need for both of us to get emotional.
You're fine, Aaron. And Aaron, whatever I have that you may have benefited from is only because of the wisdom you've given me. And I know Maggie feels the same way.
Aaron just smiled at that comment as they both continued to view the ocean waves as they crashed upon the beach. Then she said,
"Listen, Sandra, we still have a little more time out here on the patio before the weather gets bad. The breezes from the ocean feel pretty good, so refreshing. Although it's an indication that a storm is coming and we'll be here later this evening. Let me go in and get some tea, and I'll be right back."
"Okay, Aaron. You go ahead and do that. I'll be right here."
After Sandra gave Aaron that assurance, she remained in her patio chair and enjoyed the fresh breeze coming from the ocean. Aaron would soon return with some refreshments. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Erin returned to the patio from getting tea, and she was back in a discussion with Sandra. She said to her,
I'm back now with tea. Please enjoy. And continue to enjoy the ocean breeze, Sandra.
Thank you, Erin.
Soon, Erin and Sandra would have company. After getting comfortable in her seat, Erin noticed two women coming towards them in the distance. She said to her friend,
Hey, Sandra, I see Maggie coming. And Courtney is with her.
As Maggie and Courtney approached Erin and Sandra, Erin said to them,
Hello, Maggie and Courtney. And Maggie, you were here earlier, but Courtney, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, Erin, Maggie told me about you having a discussion with her and Sandra. As for me, I've been in my room just resting. And hello, Sandra.
Hi, Courtney. You know Katie was here too, and I think she went to her room and Wynn was with her.
Hello, Sandra.
And Maggie, I'm surprised to see you back so soon.
Well, Sandra, when I left you and Erin, I went back to my room and did everything I wanted to do, so I decided to come back out here. That's when I saw Courtney, so here we are. I haven't seen Katie, but I did tell Courtney a little of what we talked about when we were on our way back here.
Yes, Sandra, Maggie told me quite a bit.
Oh, Courtney.
Well, it's true, Maggie.
I was glad to do it, to tell everybody what I know about Sandra's experience.
And thanks for doing that, Maggie, and especially telling how much you missed your mother. And by the way, I haven't seen Katie either.
None of us have seen her, have we, Erin?
No, Maggie, we haven't seen her.
Well, hopefully we'll see her soon. And yeah, Courtney, I told Sandra and Erin about how sad it's been since my mother has gone on to glory. But Erin, I know that you wanted to talk with Sandra about how she's been, so I left. But Courtney and I can still leave if you want to be alone with Sandra.
Heavens no, Maggie. The both of you, please stay. We all can have a nice discussion, especially now with you and Courtney being here, since you weren't with us before. I'm interested in what Sandra has to say, but I think everyone in the group would be. So let me call Katie now and tell her she can join us too. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, Erin, I can't wait to tell it. But go ahead and contact Katie.
Erin went to her office to call Katie, then returned to the patio to be with the group. After a little more chit-chat among the ladies who were there, Katie arrived. She said,
Hello, ladies, and thank you for calling me, Erin. So I'm allowed back with the group? I guess I'm welcome now, huh?
Now, Katie, don't start anything. You know you're always welcome among us in this group. I mean, all of you are. I know I haven't been with everybody as long as some of you, but for goodness sake, we're like family up in here.
I was just kidding around, Erin. I understand that. You know what I'm saying, Maggie, right?
Of course. I understand what you're saying, Katie. Yeah, Erin, Katie likes to be funny. I know her. Keep in mind we were roommates in college.
And we were good roommates at that.
I believe you, Katie. And Maggie, I'll keep that in mind. That is, your former roommate has a funny side. I understand how close you and Katie were in college.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, Erin.
Yeah, please do keep that in mind, Erin. By the way, where is Sherry?
Katie, I haven't seen much of Sherry. None of us have.
No, we haven't, Erin. And I have no idea where Sherry might be. It's no telling where she is. Well, I'll take that back. She's probably with David.
You're right, Maggie. She probably is with that David somewhere. But let's not think of him. I mean, Sherry and David. I'm just anxious to tell my story.
And like you told Erin, Sandra, that you can't wait to tell of your experience, well, I can't wait to hear it. But you're right, Erin. We haven't seen too much of Sherry.
Look, Maggie, here she comes now.
My land, that is her coming, Sandra.
Maggie and Sandra had just seen Sherry show up unexpectedly, having noticed her get off the elevator. Sherry walked towards the ladies. She then arrived to where they were and greetings were extended.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Sherry. Hello, Sherry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Sandra. Now, I heard you and Maggie when I got off the elevator. You two were talking about where I've been. Well, I'm here now.
You have a good set of ears, Sherry. That's all I can say. I mean, I say that because you apparently heard what I said, what we said, right after you got off the elevator. But it's good you're here. We thought you were with David.
Maggie, it's no telling where he is. But like I said, I'm glad to be with you all.
And we're glad you're with us, Sherry. Now, we can get back to what we're here for, and that is to hear your story, Sandra.
Sandra didn't hear what Aaron had said because she was daydreaming about something.
My story is about David. God help me get through it.
Then Maggie reacted to Sandra not being attentive.
Hey, Sandra. Are you daydreaming again? Oh, sorry, everybody. I was just thinking about something. But yeah, we're all glad you're here, Sherry. Like Aaron said, I know you all are waiting to hear my story. Just before all of you came out here, Aaron and I were getting ready to talk about my situation. Then we started reminiscing about the first time I was here in Bermuda. Of course, much of this afternoon was spent with Maggie talking about her mother before she left. I just didn't get a chance to talk much. What I really wanted to talk about.
Okay, Sandra and Sherry. All of us are happy to see you. Now, Sandra, what is it that you really want to talk to us about? Could you give us a sneak preview?
Now, you'll have to wait, Katie. Don't be impatient. Anyway, Aaron and I were talking about how the storm is coming, and probably we need to head back inside. But I still think we have an hour or so before we need to do that.
I don't know, Sandra. These storms can develop very quickly, and before you know it, the bad weather is on top of you. I know, being from Hawaii.
Yeah, Fred told me about the weather out there, Courtney.
Well, Maggie, I'm not familiar with the kind of weather you all are talking about, being from New Jersey. But I did hear that the storm is coming from a weather forecast I saw on TV, so I don't know if we have as much as an hour, Sandra. I guess all of us need to go back in after a while and get settled in before the storm hits.
Maybe so, Sherry.
You're right, Sandra. And Sherry, like we've already said, we're glad you're here. And you may be right too, Courtney. But I still think we have an hour or so before we need to go back in. Like Sherry said, maybe we can stay out here a little while before the storm arrives. But listen, Courtney, we all value your experience with the weather when you were back in Hawaii, since you grew up there. I just happen to think that we can stay a little longer out here, but we'll see.
Thanks, Erin. Well, whenever it is, I can't wait to hear Sandra's story.
Yeah, everybody, all of us are waiting to hear what Sandra has to say.
And like I've already said, I can't wait to tell it, Erin.
Well, you won't have to wait, Sandra. I've thought about it again. Just as we've been talking about the weather. And I've considered more seriously what Courtney said, and I've changed my mind. My thinking now is that we all should go back inside and congregate in the lobby, like right now. I know what I said just a minute ago about staying out here a while, but it might not be long before the storm arrives, like Courtney said. I wouldn't want to have Sandra start with her story, then stop, so that we all can go inside because of the weather. Let's do that now. What do all of you say to that?
I agree. Let's go back inside now.
Yeah, Katie, Aaron has a point. I wouldn't want to have to stop in the middle of my talk to go inside because of the weather. Then having to restart once we're in there, in the lobby. We all know that weather is coming. So yeah, I agree with Aaron too. Let's go back inside now.
Okay then, everybody. The wind is already picking up, so let's go.
Everyone was in agreement to go back inside, so that's what they did.
The following are voiceover credits for this story. For characters Maggie and Sandra, Patricia Jones, email patjonesvo@gmail.com. For characters Aaron and Sherry, Evelyn McCauley, email Evelyn McCauley at evocce.com. For character Courtney, Deborah Agamwabi, email debso75@gmail.com. For character Katie, Tedra Carter, email arttimestudio2@gmail.com. Technical Director for Recording Audio, Jonah Kuttner, email jonah@circlelimitdigital.com. Narration, William Porter, email waporter4995@yahoo.com.
Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say and would like you to remember that whatever you may be going through, as Sandra experienced in our story, just keep in mind that there's always more good things and more better things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.